sure you can get a beautiful potato and different varieties of that. That's probably the one example of something that you won't find many better places in Australia for that. But most of the time it's just the same variety of beetroot, same variety of carrot. For a place that gets fantastic frost and cold in winter, there's a real lack of diversity in brassicas available here. So, but it has the growing conditions to really produce some very interesting, diverse ingredients.
Does it surprise you that you haven't been able to get those local ingredients as much as you'd like?
It did when I first arrived here. Now it doesn't, because I sort of understand the place a bit more. There's no lack of knowledge or skill to produce the diversity. It's just the people's exposure. Most of the stuff that is available here for most restaurants to cook with, probably about 80% of it does come from Victoria, which is a bit disappointing.
How much of it could come from Tasmania, do you think?
Oh, a lot more. I mean, there's a variety of purple dragon carrot, which is coming from Victoria at the moment, that could be grown here that I haven't seen anyone produce. I think there's a lot more that can be grown here.
And is it just because there isn't enough overall demand for these kind of foodstuffs, or is it because people don't know that they could be growing them?
I think there's a whole group of people out there who want to go to a farmer's market and find a Chioggia beetroot and want to go home and cook with it and see what it's like. I think there is absolutely a demand for that. It's encouraging the growers to take that risk and to also then for them to be supported at the end of the day, so they are being remunerated for the risk that they take. It's probably the responsibility of restaurants and cafes to sort of push the envelope and really look at using something different.
And what do you think are the potentials for this kind of more gourmet food provision in Tasmania?
I think the first thing to realise is it's not gourmet. That word should be dropped from so many things. The whole notion of gourmet distracts and detracts from getting to the end goal, which is basically have people having the opportunity to eat as much or as many different varieties of stuff as possible. And I think in the end of the day, farmers in general are overworked, underpaid, and need to be remunerated properly for what they do. So people should expect to pay a little bit more for something that is a little bit different, but it's by no means gourmet. And I think, yes, you will have to pay more for food, but to know that someone who's growing that food is being paid well, they have a life themselves and everyone's eating well, then I think that's probably the best outcome.
Do you think consumers are willing to do that when they can go to one of the big supermarket chains and get, you know, these veggies imported or coming from all across Australia that are often cheaper than the locally grown stuff?
I think that's difficult, and especially with, you know, many mouths to feed in the house. And well, I think it's also about saying, well, how many things do we actually consume today that we don't need? The big supermarkets really, they don't really care about what you eat. That's about the shareholders. What needs to happen is people need to have access to this, and it needs to be easier to access. And, you know, especially for people with families, if you do that with your children, then it becomes cultural, and then they don't want to eat this other stuff.